From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. New York City authorities are releasing more details about the gunman in yesterday's ambush killings of two police officers. At a press briefing just a short time ago, New York City Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says the gunman, Ismail Abdullah Brensley, had posted several threats against police on social media prior to the shooting.
His Facebook, Instagram, Gmail, and two phones were recovered. If you remember in the investigation, he stole his girlfriend's phone. We have recovered that in and around Brooklyn and around Barclays Center. We're investigating that right now. We also have his private phone that were recovered in Baltimore County.
Brensley committed suicide shortly after shooting the two officers who were sitting in their patrol car in Brooklyn at the time. His estranged family says he had a history of attempted suicides. Police say he had a record of arrests in at least two states. President Obama says his administration isn't ruling out putting North Korea back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. The U.S. blames Pyongyang for hacking Sony Pictures over a comedy that features a plot to assassinate North Korea's leader. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports Washington is asking China for help in preventing future North Korean cyber attacks.
The U.S. government seeks Beijing's cooperation in part because North Korea reportedly uses Chinese networks to access the Internet. China has not yet indicated if it will help. The Beijing-based Global Times newspaper, though, said that parodying Kim Jong-un was an act of cultural arrogance. The tabloid doesn't always reflect Beijing's official line. It did not condone the attack on Sony, but it said that just because Americans can criticize their own leaders, they shouldn't assume they can mock foreign dignitaries without serious consequences. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
In Tunisia, the last ballot has been cast in the runoff for the country's first democratically elected president. NPR's Leila Fadel reports turnout appeared relatively low.
Observers say that far fewer voters made it to the polls today compared to the 64% that participated in the first round of Tunisia's presidential election. Today's runoff pitted an elder statesman, Bejike Dessepsi, who served in the old regime, against a secular populist, Moncef Marzouki, who served as interim president over the last 3 years. The race has been tense as Marzouki's campaign accuses Dessepsi of trying to restore the old order in Tunisia, and Dessepsi accuses Marzouki of fostering extremism in the coastal North African nation. Results are expected on Monday. Leila Faldin, NPR News, Tunis.
A strong earthquake has struck off the east coast of Indonesia. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake's magnitude was 6.6. There are no reports of injuries or damage. This is NPR News. Wolves in the Great Lakes region are being put back on the endangered species list. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that a federal judge overturned a decision by the Obama administration to remove the species from the list 3 years ago.
Wildlife officials in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota are trying to figure out how to adjust to the federal judge's ruling. Each state has managed their own wolf population since the federal government removed protections for Great Lakes wolves in 2012. More than 1,500 wolves have been killed since, many in organized hunts. All three states have held at least one hunting season for the animal. It's a hugely controversial issue in the area and much of the West, often representing government interference and environmentalist meddling. State agencies and sportsmen argue that wolf populations have remained relatively stable despite hunting. Wildlife advocates disagree. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The price of gas is continuing to fall in the U.S. The latest Lundberg survey says the average price for a gallon of regular has dropped another 25 cents a gallon in the past couple of weeks to $2.47 per gallon. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices might still drop a bit more.
We have to make an assumption about what the raw resource does, what crude oil prices do. But if they don't jump up dramatically very quickly, then we're going to see a few more pennies soon, and then that may be the end of it.
The price of regular is the lowest it's been in 5 years. The highest price within the survey area was recorded in Long Island, New York, at $2.82 a gallon. The lowest was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at $2.06. This is NPR.